This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever wondered if the prosperity preachers have made any sacrifices for the cause of Christ? Joyce Meyer has a $10 million jet aircraft. Her husband has a $107,000 Mercedes-Benz. She and her husband own a $2 million home. Bruce Barron's book, The Health and Wealth Gospel, quotes Jerry Savelle as saying, "If I am not prospering, it is not God's fault, nor the fault of the Word of God. It is my fault." Pages 92 and 93. What shall we conclude from Jerry Savelle's views? We must conclude that Paul did not have enough faith in God and in His Word. Why must we come to that conclusion? Paul provides the answer. "Even under this present hour we both hunger and thirst, and are naked and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place." 1 Corinthians 4:11. Joyce Meyer has a $2 million home. Paul had no certain dwelling place. Unlike most of us, the apostles were constantly on the move. The Apostle Paul almost certainly did not own a home. Matthew quotes Jesus Christ as saying, "The foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay His head." Matthew 8:20. The Son of God created the world, but while He was on earth, did not own a home. The health and wealth preachers would never go for that kind of situation. They must have the best. That apparently includes houses. At least it does for Joyce Meyer. Paul labored working with his own hands. When he was reviled, he blessed. When he persecuted, he suffered it. 1 Corinthians 4:12. The word labor means to work to the point of exhaustion. Paul worked in preaching the gospel. Preaching is difficult work. He also worked physically to support himself and those who worked with him. He explained to the Ephesian elders, "I have coveted no man's gold or silver or apparel. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them who were with me." Acts 20, 33 and 34. When preaching work and physical work are combined, it is extremely difficult. I know because I have been there. When Paul was reviled, he blessed. The word reviled means to be insulted or reproached. But instead of returning insult for insult, Paul blessed or praised. I'm sure you remember what the Apostle Peter wrote about our Lord, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. 1 Peter 2:20. Our Lord instructed his disciples, "Love your enemies. Bless them who curse you and pray for them who despitefully use you and persecute you." Matthew 5:44. When Paul was persecuted, he suffered or endured it. Paul may have been tempted, like most of us would probably have been, to retaliate. No one except those who are mentally ill likes to be abused. It took a great amount of faith and courage for Paul to endure the persecution he had to experience for the cause of Christ. The apostles, including Paul, counted it a great honor to suffer for the name of Christ. Acts 5:41. These words from Paul should be a great comfort to all of God's faithful children. "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding weight of eternal glory, while we look not at the things that are seen, for the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal." 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. Why would anyone endure being hungry and thirsty, having inadequate clothing and no certain dwelling place, being insulted and persecuted? Can you understand why Paul would write, "We are fools for Christ's sake"? Incidentally, if this life ends at all, enduring insults, deprivation, and persecution would make no sense whatsoever. Thank you, and may God bless you.